Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinas and I'm your host. Today is the part 2 of our episode on finding friends online. And I have introduced you to my friends slash family that I met on Twitter space, The Sangre. On this particular episode, they talked about their experience in meeting for the first time. And I also asked them to play a game that they did not expect. Well, let's see how they handle the pressure.
Right, okay, so, nagkita-kita kayo, so mag-concentrate ako kay Brian, kay PJ, ay kay JP, kay Pao, kay Lawrence, and kay Vin, and kay Polo. Di ba nagkita-kita na kayo? Ano yung mga expectations at saka impressions? Kasi iba yung audio eh, then suddenly magkikita na kayo in person. So, ano yung mga impressions nyo? Ayan, bardahan na to. Wala na mag-mute. Go.
Akala ko po maganda yung Pao.
Oh my God. Sige, game. Sino muna?
Oh my God.
Pero wala ano, at tapos, at totoo pala yung balita.
Wala nang mute na to.
Totoo pala yung balita. Oo.
Pang miss you pala.
Si Pao?
O hindi pa pang miss you pala.
Ito na ba yung parte ng podcast na ito na Royal Rumble?
Hindi ba tayo seryoso dito? Parang...
Hindi, go. Go for it. Irvin, wag ka mag-mute.
First, kasi since nagbabike ako sa BGC noon, so ang first na meet up ko, si JP, yung first na meet up ko noon. So parang expectation kay JP na parang masayahin, ganyan. Tapos, nung nag-meet kami, parang gusto ko siyang i-hug kasi ang fluffy niya.
Oh my,
oh my God, gusto pa ata makitropo.
Then ganun din siya sa personal, parang accommodating kasi nag-invite din siya for a dinner, so mama sa kanila with his friends, ganun. So parang sabi ko, okay, so yun. Then the next na invite, so yung final na, yung talagang nag-meet up kami lahat, so yung expectation ko naman sa kanila parang naging okay naman kasi kung ano yung naramdaman ko nung nasa spaces, habang nasa spaces kami, so parang ganun din, they are welcoming din, so same, ganun.
Yeah, to be honest, ganun din, as in ako parang kung, alam mo yun, parang kung narinig mo pala, parang akala ko nga po, nung nagkita-kita kami, akala ko nasa space lang ako. To be honest, nakakatawa. Kasi parang pag nag-uusap-usap, parang feeling mo narinig mo lang sa space. Tapos ang funny din, pinagbibiro-abiroan namin, oh, press 100, yung mga ganun. Like in, in real life natin. And ako parang, ako naman yung person kasi na I'm not really expecting anything. Parang ako nga yung person na parang sobrang excited lang to meet these people. Na alam mo yun, parang, excited talaga. Alata ba? Excited talaga. Excited ako noon kasi especially coming from Nueva Ecija, tapos parang sila kasi mas malalapit sila, so parang sila mas may chance sila to meet once in a while. Ako parang kailangan ko talaga mag-effort kasi masyado matagal yung travel na oras ko unlike sa kanila. So parang that time sobrang excited lang din ako. And ayun, yung the moment na nagkita-kita kami, sobrang alam mo 'yun, parang walang halo, parang yun nga, same quality of friendship na nabuo namin through virtual or through spaces na parang naging in real life lang na version. Parang mas naging way lang din siya of mas makilala isa't isa kasi parang alam mo totoo pala tong mga tao na to, na parang hindi lang siya parang hindi lang si Siri or Alexa ito usap mo, parang gano'n. I mean, totoo pala talaga sila, and alam mo 'yun na parang iba pa din kasi tayo, di ba, we look forward for parang personal, parang physical connection, ganyan. So parang doon namin mas nakita na parang itong mga tao na to will, I think, last for a lifetime, ganon. Ang seryoso na sagot ko.
Lawrence, so finally, na-meet mo na sila. So anong impression mo?
Actually po, no una, I'm not
I'm not really totally expecting anything from them. Kasi nga po, based on their, based on how I hear them, parang ganun na lang din po yung pagkaka-expect ko. Then parang kasi, the good thing about this thing is, nakausap mo na kasi sila. So parang ang gagawin mo na lang ngayon is, paano nila sinasabi, ano yung sura nila kapag sinasabi nila yung sa personal. Kaya ganun, like for example, the first time I met JP, parang, hindi naman kami nagka-awkward na ano, parang bardahan, ay, ganda, parang ganun agad. Parang hindi na siya kailangan pang plastic na, ay, wait lang, mahinhin muna tayo. Like, for example, na-meet ko kahapon si Pao, na parang, di ba dapat awkward ka muna, ganyan pa, bebe. Pero hindi talaga, binastardo mo siya agad. Yung ganun, parang, kilala mo na agad. So, you don't need to assume anything from them. Kasi parang based on how you talk to them every day, imagine mas kausap mo pa nga sila kasi sa mga kaibigan mo, sa mga kapamilya mo, parang mas hindi mo man sila nakikita pa personally. Parang kilala mo na sila and you're comfortable talking to them the way they are. Parang ganun. Char.
Yung totoo yung walang awkwardness talaga. Yung parang nakikita mo, parang, tagal ko na kaibigan to. Parang ganun. Yung hindi ka talaga makukunan. Oh, wait na. Pabebe muna ako ngayon. Ganun.
Ano ba?
Ikaw, Paulo.
Ako, ano po, ang una ko po kasi talagang nakita sa kanilang lahat, si PJ, tsaka si Bri. So, parang, hindi naman ako nag-expect, tsaka mahihain din kasi ako pagkasama nila. Yung ganun. So, pero nung isa-isa ko nga silang nakita, parang awkward nga silang kausapin, kasi nga hindi pa ako, parang, nag-back to zero ako na makipag-usap sa mga tao outside my circle. So, nung nagpunta na sa BGC, sobrang ninenervous ako nun. Kasama ko si Brian, nilalakad kami from uptown to BGC, to ano po, saan nga tayo kumain nun? Sa anong?
Din Tai Fung.
Ah, dun, sa may Din Tai Fung. Nung nandun na kami, kulang po yung chair, tsaka wala pong isang, kulang ng table pala kasi sobra kami. So, ang ginawa po is naghiwalay ng dalawang grupo. Kasama ko si Bean, si Brian, si Joe. Ayun. So, parang nung nandun kami sa kabilang table, nag-uusap kami ni Brian na sabi ko sa kanya, paano ako makikipag-usap sa kanila? Kasi nahihiya nga ako. Tapos kaharap ko pa si Vin. Tapos si Joe, hindi ko alam kung paano ako kakausapin. So tumitingin-tingin lang ako sa kabilang table. Tapos ang saya-saya nila. So, tapos nung nandun na sa break, yun, parang wala. Nangi-issue kasi sila eh. Charot. Nangi-issue sila ng time.
Sino na nangi-issue?
It's true.
Yun kasi yung parang peak na ini-issue nila kaming dalawa ni yun. Tapos
si Vin.
Tapos yun, tinatanong ako nila kuya JP, ganun. And nung time na yun, nalasing na ako. Tapos tanong sila ng tanong. So wala, parang pinili ko din magpakalasing para maging ako, confident, ganun, nung makipag-friends din kanila nung time na yun. What?
So mali ang mentoring na ginawa ng mga kuya ko sa'yo. Dahil pinilit kang itinolerate kang malaseng. So, JP, okay you were going to say something.
Ito na nga.
A smart test.
Totoo. Nagpamintahan po talaga kami nung time na yun.
Ayun na nga. Going back, totoo yung sinabi ni Brian na, well, bilang mga bakla, nagpamintahan talaga kami noon. Sabi ko din kasi, kabado ako makipag-meet. Not because kabado ako sa mga to, but kabado ako para sa sarili ko. Kasi, I really came from, well, sa world na kung anong iharap mo, talagang may konting head to foot na makukuha ka. Every time you meet with some of the people from my previous circle, talagang medyo harsh yung judgment. And however you present yourself, talagang it gets scrutinized and word gets passed around quickly. So before meeting up with them, I was really scared of judgment kasi parang iniisip ko baka pag humarap ako, there was gonna be conversation behind my back as usual. But wala naman, I think. But dun talaga pumasok, yun talaga sabi ko, pag-park ko sa BGC, paminta. 100% paminta. So, nung nagharap kami nila, Bri, talaga, hello? Ganun talaga. But if there's one
after
thing...
After a minute
that
or two?
Yes, if there's one thing I really remember, it was Polo. Kasi talagang, ang bait ng Jugets. Talagang, nung nakipag-usap sa akin yung Jugets, talagang, hello po. Tapos parang ako, nagulat ako na may ganong level ng pagkabait yung bagets. Tapos sabi ko talaga, oy, hello, sige. Tapos sabi niya, si Erlang po kami ah. Tapos sabi ko, sige, go. Parang ako yung nahiya. Kasi parang, bakit ka pa nagpapaalam na mag-CCR? Go, do what you want. But, ang ganda nung first meetup na parang, for the first time na, aminin natin, dati na nakikipag-date kayo sa mga Tinder, kabado kayo sa mga meetup. For some reason dito, nawala yung kaba ko after what, 20 minutes, nawala na nagsisi order na kami ng pagkain. Nung dumating si Pao, nasabi, na talaga namang, ang bias ng six-footer. Dahil walang makakatalo. So, but ultimately, ang
tapos naka-skinny jeans pa.
Naka-skinny jeans ka ba noon, Pao?
Ayun.
Wala na.
Pero, yun na nga, dito kasi, dun kasi sa first group na meetup, talagang, probably for the first 30 minutes, may konting, talaga ba, pre? Yung mga ganong aura na kailangan magpamintahan. Pero, yung pangalawa kong na-meet for the first time, which is si Loretz, ay, day, yun talaga. Talagang pagharap namin ni Loretz sa isa't isa, talagang, ay, oh, ganda. Sino ka dyan? Ganun agad yung mga linyahan namin. Tapos parang, ako na nawala talaga yung takot for me to meet new people. Talagang lumapit ako sa table nila, binaba ko lang talaga yung gamit ko. Tapos parang, musta sis, san ka? Saan ang balak natin tonight? Ganun talaga yung ganap namin. So, masaya.
O, di kayo, Max. Sa tatlo na tayong naiinggit kasi nagkita-kita na sila. Naiinggit na kayo na makita sila. You're excited na, no?
Ah, yes, Mother Tony.
Siyempre
nabublok na ako sa bahay.
So, next I can't wait to go home talaga. I can't wait to go home. Now, so, yung group na to, mahilig kayong maglaro, di ba? So, this time, ako naman yung magpapalaro. Pero medyo seryoso, ha? Pero kasi kailangan lagi na lang kayong comedy and all, eh. So, I have eight topics here. And mamili lang kayo ng isa, tapos answerable in 30 seconds or kung ano lang yung gusto niyo sabihin regarding the topic.
Ay, okay. Forte po namin to. Ayan si Brian, mahiligan sa pageants.
Perfect, yes. Okay. So, uunahin ko na si John Polo.
Ano ni Kani? Charat.
Basta pipili lang kayo ng number
bakit
one.
Ako una?
From 1 to 8. Kasi gusto ko ikaw mauna.
Nakakakaba. Hindi, seryoso. Mas kinabahan ako dito sa last part.
Hindi.
Ito ba yung nararamdaman ng mga ginigisa natin sa space? Ang pangit pala.
From Dema, ano lang to? Alam nyo to. From 1 to 8 lang. Paolo, give me a number. Oh my God. Okay, ang topic mo is about sex.
Hala ka? Pwede so, mong iba na lang.
Anything you wanted to say about sex?
Hindi ko talaga branding to Sir Tony. Pero sige, mag-iisip ako. Wait lang.
Oh, sige. Okay. I'll pagbibigyan kita. Choose another number.
3?
Number 3. Ay, ito maganda to. Depression. What can you say about depression?
Depression, I think, very serious topic. And hindi dahil sa mahirap siya pag-usapan, but I think kailangan natin pag-usapan kasi a lot of people kailangan ng kausap about depression kasi maraming mga tao na nag-undergo sa silent battles na hindi natin alam. And baka hindi natin sigurado kung ano na yung kahihinatnan. So I think kailangan natin mag-reach out sa isang tao. Kaya magandang avenue yung space to
yung maganda avenue yung space para pag-usapan yung depression.
See, thanks, Paulo. Galing. Next, Lawrence, pick a number. Gusto mo yung five?
Ayaw ko ng five.
Ikaw na lang yung five.
Press 100 kung gusto natin kay Lawrence yung five.
Ng yes five. Po.
Yes.
Okay,
po.
Sige, five.
Denominated yung five. Five.
What's five nga po? What's five?
Sex.
Oh. Ah, wait lang. Siguro ayun, sex. So siguro me personally, I was able to be open with that one when I was young. Parang just to be frank, parang I was able to kiss a guy, not just kiss a guy lah. Literally, I kissed a guy when I was 8 years old. It's not just a smack, but it's almost a French kiss. Yeah, that's how I'm open with. I'm open with that kind of idea. That's why ewan ko, it's something that we should all be normalizing. I mean, when we talk about normalizing, it's not that you're going to do it every day, every time, something like that. Like for example, I'm more active when I was younger compared to now. Like for example, yeah, there's a moment that I do it every day before when I was young, but right now, ngayon lumaki na ako, parang I can't just simply do it, parang ganun. Like for example, when we're watching porn, na parang you can imagine that you're doing it, but after quite some time, you'll realize na, no, I can't do it anymore. Parang ganun. So, yeah, like, if you can see me as being open, something like Palaban, ganyan, ganyan. Like, for example, in UK, na you keep on telling me that explore, ganyan, 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 ganyan. I can do, siguro kung yung batang Loretz yung pumunta doon, dahil sabi ko sa inyo, well represented ang Philippines. But yung pumunta kasi doon is the new version of Loretz. So that's why I cannot just simply go. Like for example, nga, the first time na I met a guy there, na parang I saw that thing, na parang napaback out talaga ako. I was, wait lang, hindi ko kaya. Then I went home. Like for example, diba, if you're going to meet someone, then your plan is to do that thing, na parang do it, diba? Then you go there, then you saw it, then you felt scared, you go home, na parang, girl, bakit ka ganyan? Parang that's not the thing. Pero all in all, this thing should be normalized. That's why we should promote sex education so that we could promote safe sex, we could promote safe sex, we could enlighten everyone about HIV and other STDs and such. At saka especially the teenage pregnancy. Yes, it is a blessing, but it doesn't mean that you will do it without the consent. Like that. And yun pala, the best thing that we should all realize is consent is the best weapon that we have.
Right. Q. Number, please.
7.
Seven. Ah, interesting. Suicide.
Ano ba? Well, ako, I guess ako, wala pa naman akong naka-interact na, I guess, someone who has entertained the thought. But, I guess, ayun nga, with that, we can't really know that easily since everyone has their own battles nga. So, I guess, kahit paano, it becomes important na rin to be able to check up on our friends from time to time. Kahit gaano pa kababaw yon, at least parang letting them know lang na you're there, kahit not really saying that, parang it's the little interactions talaga that I guess go a long way because those build on each other and really compound as time goes on. So yes, thank you.
Thank you. Right. Max, number please.
Number 1 na lang po.
Ah, this is very interesting. Register to vote.
Ah, yes. Register to vote. So we have a democratic right and a democratic responsibility as well to vote. And there are around 40 days lang to register. And if you haven't registered yet, please. Maraming mga nagsasabi na maliit lang yung boto natin and minsan it doesn't matter or it doesn't count daw. Pero if everyone will think this way na walang bilang yung boto natin, walang magbabago sa country natin. And hindi natatapos yung democratic responsibility natin in voting, but we also have to keep our elected officials accountable and to always check on them kung ginagawa ba nila yung trabaho nila and kung hindi ba sila corrupt. So ayun, please register to vote. And please vote as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Max. Vin.
Number three?
Nakuha na yung three.
Ah, two.
Two. COVID pandemic.
So, where's it ka pa? COVID pandemic. Wait. Ayan. So, unexpected naman to yung COVID pandemic. So, wala namang di natin in-expect. So, parang we are not prepared for this. So, lahat ng tao na nahirapan and nahirapan kasi parang ngayon nahirapan na ako. Wait lang.
Dahil sa COVID pandemic.
Dahil sa COVID pandemic. Hindi. Since ano yung marami nang naapektuhan na tao, hindi lang sa health natin pati sa mental health. So kasi parang lahat na paparanoid na if everyone has the disease kasi parang naapektuhan na lahat ng families, marami nang namatay. Then parang lahat sana sa as individual we do our part sa pag sa pagprevent ng or spread ng pandemic na to, so we should be responsible citizen na wag lumabas, wash your hands daily ganon, so parang we should be responsible in spreading awareness on how to take care each and everyone. Na parang pag lumalabas, we should wear yung mga PPE natin. So, and frequent hand washing, ganun. So, yun lang. Hindi ko na alam.
Thanks, Vin. Brian. Number.
Oh my God!
Bilang ikaw ang Miss Universe,
alam mo kung
queen.
Alam mo sa ito, masasabi ko na I for it being used in a medical use, but that's correct. Nakakakaba. Si ano na lang po yung natirang number? Siguro may two na.
Kinakuha na yung two. I have four, six, and eight.
Sige. And nine. Dahil idol ko si Kuya Lotte, doon tayo sa six.
Yeah. Sa six. Ah, bagay sa ito.
Queen.
Bagay sa ito. Online dating.
Oh my God! Okay. May input naman ako. Okay, sige go. For me, online dating, at first, ito sinasabi ko naman, at first hindi talaga ako fan ng online dating kasi feeling ko walang nagkakatuluyan sa true online. Pero dahil nga sa Twitter space, nakakita ko ng ibang pananaw patungkol sa online dating. And I think isa sa mga maibibigay kong example na talagang nasaksihan ko yung progress, I mean yung kung paano nag-start until now yung about sa online dating. I think example na yun ay si Polo tsaka si PJ na kung saan. Lagi ko naman sinasabi sa kanila na parang dahil sa kanila na-inspire ako na maghanap. I mean, hindi man totally maghanap na parang itry yung ganong way about online dating. And dahil din sa mga tao na to na parang lagi nilang sinasabi na sa akin na itry ko na daw, ganyan-ganyan. Kaya naman, right now, masasabi ko na dahil sa mga to, yung takot ko before about love and sabihin na natin about commitment is unti-unting nawawala nang dahil sa mga to. And I'm looking forward na makakita ng taong mamimit ko or yung taong magpapasaya sa akin sa araw-araw, ganyan ganyan sa online. And right now, I'm exploring and I'm on the process na kumakausap ng tao online. And I,
thank you. I'm so happy for you, Brian. Finally, you're opening up. Good job ka dyan. Pao.
Wait lang po, Sir Tony, sa mga listeners po, baka po gusto po nila mag-DM sa akin. Papalaw na lang po, then DM na lang. Ganon. At Brian Corpus,
sabi?
At Brian Corpus 21 po, papalaw. Nag-entertain na po. Go for online dating. Go!
Good job, Brian. Good job. Pow.
Yes, Mother Tony. Ano po ang aking...
Number 4, number 8, number 9.
Ah, nadagdagan. So anyway, siguro I'll pick number 8.
Ah, interesting. Same-sex marriage.
Oh, okay. Grabe, wait lang, nakaka-pressure nga na. So,
universe yung kayo pa.
Kaya na. So, anyway, siguro, first, I'm for same-sex marriage. Siguro, that's the thing that part of the LGBTQ are, alam mo yun, and the rest are really are going for. I mean, who wants to vote for it, diba? And the sad thing lang is that mga tao kasi ngayon, they're not yet that ready. Parang hindi pa nila kayang i-let na papasukin yung mga tao with this kind of group na parang they feel like parang kasing pag na-invade sila ng ganitong certain groups, parang, alam mo, parang magkakaroon sila ng less opportunities or less chances to get, for example, a job, ganun. Kaya parang for me, these people are not yet open kasi parang hindi sila well-informed with with the information regarding same-sex marriage. Pero parang akala kasi agad nila parang parang same with paano yung sa setup ng talagang isang marriage. Pero alam mo yun, parang they should be informed regarding sa mga informations. Kasi pag nagkakaroon tayo ng misinformation, doon nagkakaroon ng confusion. And if you're confused, di ba, hindi ka magkakaroon ng hindi lalawak yung isip mo, hindi ka magkakaroon ng new learnings. If you're going to base your informations from the people around you lang, siyempre, pag from the people around you, it's limited. Pero kapag you're going, alam mo yun, magkaroon ka ng effort to, alam mo yun, search, to read about this thing, especially kung itong ang topic na to, which is the same-sex marriage, I think, ano eh, you'll realize na parang, oh, it's, hindi pala siya dapat maka-affect sa akin, or like, parang, I should be okay with this, kasi hindi naman ako maapektuhan nito. And alam mo yun, parang I just want everyone to celebrate with the people na parang gusto nila makasama habang buhay. Parang is it bad or is it really that hard for those people to celebrate with this kind of people na gusto lang naman nila maging masaya katulad ng happiness that they're enjoying right now. So parang yun, parang gusto ko na ma-realize ng people, ng mga tao, especially dito sa Philippines, kasi diba sa Pilipinas talaga yung, alam mo, tend to be judgmental, tend to isipin masyado lahat ng bagay, parang, and also parang we are very parang spiritual country talaga. And parang for me, it is something na dapat maging pag-usapan talaga. Same with lahat ng topics niya na binigay mo, Sir Tony, parang for me, sobrang halaga niyang pag-usapan kasi ang nangyayari din sometimes ngayon, parang pag na-open up yung isang topic, parang the people na parang with close-minded tend to parang cut the conversation kasi parang they feel like parang gusto natin i-invade ko ano man yung personal space nila kasi parang feeling nila kapag nagkaroon na ng ganito mga laws or whatever, parang feeling nila sila yung mau-oppressed. Parang hindi nila ma-realize na parang this is something na parang just an additional for them, hindi naman to magko-cause ng oppression sa kanila. And for me, ayun lang, kung saan masaya yung mga tao, saan sila sasaya, let them be. Alam mo yun, if this group will and this yung same-sex marriage yung magpapasaya sa kanila, let them be. And parang let's not stop them dun sa mga bagay na gusto nila na mangyari sa life nila. Kasi we deserve, yun nga, like, parang naalala ko yung tweet niya, we deserve the same kind of love we give to the world. And parang if yun yung feeling nila na love nila na, na deserve nila matanggap, for me, we should be for same-sex marriage. Yun. Thank you!
Thanks, Pao. And last, of course, JP.
Gusto ko yung dito nakasalalay yung yung pagkalalim ng grupong to. So hindi dapat tayo magmukha ng FMK lang ang alam.
Correct.
Hindi kaya magganyan tayo.
Try naman natin magpakalalim.
Bagong segment na tayo.
Anong choices ko, Mother T?
9 or 4. May mamili ka na lang. Mental health or Soji Bill?
Okay, so mental health is a very sensitive matter for me kasi mental health is something na hindi pa ganun ka-acknowledged all over the world kasi compared to physical health. I think people tend to focus more on physical health, but mental health takes a backseat because probably for some countries, for some cultures, iniisip na mental health is something na parang you really need to get over it, kumbaga, on your own level lang, without a cry for help, kumbaga. But with mental health kasi, hindi mo siya nakikita eh. Hindi mo siya alam na may ganito yung tao. And really, when it comes to that, kindness and being sensitive when talking to people really goes a long way. And I think we can apply that as well to, ito yung topic natin tonight, which is Twitter Spaces. As much as gusto natin minsan magpatawa, gusto natin makipagbardahan sa ibang tao, sometimes we really need to think that some people might be going through something. Some people might handle something a little bit harsher. Some people might handle things better. There really needs to be a balance between the two na kailangan mong maramdaman na, kaya ba nitong taong to makisabay sa bardahan na kaya kong ibigay din? And so with that, I hope people gets to be a little more sensitive, or like people na may, if you acknowledge that you have mental health problems, hopefully the mistakes of the lessons of the past makatulong na ma-encourage ka to approach a specialist na parang I think I need help, ganun. So hopefully with little steps na ginagawa natin ngayon, matanggal na natin yung stigma when it comes to mental health. Because probably some people na takot lumapit is because nahihiya sila because of the stigma na tayo din yung gumawa when it comes to mental health. So yun.
Great job, everyone. Right. The reason why I ask this questions, apart from, you know, the usual we always do FMK, I just wanted to prove a point na this group actually is not just all for fun, but you guys have depth in your mind, in your heart, and your emotions. So I'm extremely, extremely proud sa inyong lahat. And thank you for agreeing to this. And nung una, sabi ko lang Twitter Space ang pag-uusapan. Pero sabi ko, hindi pala, dapat pala finding friends and family ang dapat ko i-topic sa kanila. Because these are the people na I chose to be friends with and to be considered as family. Kasi nga sabi nila, finding friends and family online is not as different as how you normally meet your own friends. And we all have different emotions. And at the end of the day, when you find that special connection, all this will amalgamate to create a friendship that can last forever. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, Sangre family, JP, Q, Lawrence, Pao, Max, Brian, Paulo, and Vin. Thanks for joining me. And thank you. I love you very much. I love you, everyone.
Thank you.
Hoy, pwede kayo magsalita.
Thank you. Tony, pwede ka ba na may on the spot sa topic? Parang mag-agad naman lang kami. Lahat po. Lang kami.
Kunin mo yung natitira, yung number 4.
Soji Bill.
Soji Bill?
Soji Bill. Yeah. Yeah.
Soji Bill.
Or sex.
yung Soji Bill, okay. Soji Bill, ang take sa Soji Bill, it's very timely and the only thing I couldn't understand on Soji Bill, yung the way it was being promoted. I had a topic of Soji Bill on my podcast. Ang question ko, if we are trying to say that Soji Bill is actually not just for the LGBTQIA plus community, it's also for cis gender, why is it that we don't have people like cisgender who are actually actively promoting the Soji Bill? I think that's one of the things that I really wanted to see in the future. If Soji Bill is being promoted for everyone, not just for the LGBTQIA plus community, I think we need more heterosexual people to actually actively promote and campaign for this bill, because this bill will only be a bill and not for many years hanggat hindi siya napopromote properly. Kasi parang lumalabas lang yung mga LGBTQIA lang yung nagpo-promote. So parang paano natin maano na this is actually not just for us but for everyone. So I think we need more people who are, you know, like Robbie Domingo, like someone from sports like Gretchen Ho should actually actively promote this bill para ma-educate yung mga tao na ay hindi lang pala dito para sa LGBTQIA plus community. But for all of us pala. So yun yung take ko. Anyway, thank you, Brian. You wanted to say something.
Ah, yes. Gusto ko lang din pong i-support yung sinabi ni Sir Tony na parang hikayatin din natin yung mga cisgender na sumuport. Kasi Soji Bill, it's not hindi lang para sa mga may mga piniling kasarian, kundi para to sa lahat. Actually, Soji Bill, kung babasahin niyo yung bill, hindi lang siya talaga patungkol sa mga LGBTQ na kasi yun yung lumalabas. Pero kasi yung Soji Bill, for all siya. Kaya nga ang title nito is Anti-Discrimination Bill talaga. So ayun, support sexual orientation, yeah. Gender identity, and expression.
Yes.
It's for hey guys, all. Hindi totoo. Yes. Tsaka wala dong same-sex marriage na nakalagay. Pakibasa po, please.
Oo. True. Wala sa billion. Oh, thank you again, everyone. Thank you. I super appreciate this. Thank you talaga. May premyo kayo sa akin pag-uwi ko.
Paka-pi ka naman dyan. Paka-pi naman dyan.
Paka-pi naman. Oh my God.
Ano ba naman?
Looking forward to meet you.
Sige, ganito na lang. PM nyo lahat sa akin ng address nyo.
Ay, bongga.
Oh my God!
Basta i-PM niyo sa akin lahat ng address niyo.
Teka, baka death threats yung dumaan sa amin dyan, ah.
Hindi. Basta one of these days, sasakasahin ko kayo. I just need your address.
Pwede sa work.
Just to say thank you. Just to say thank you. Hindi ako nabibiro.
Sa workplace na lang.
Hindi pwede yung workplace. Baka hanapin ka pa, asaan ka. Basta, i-PM niyo sa akin.
Okay po.
And ano to ha, GP, ang tagal na nitong recording, you can stop na, pero i-edit ko pa to ha. Pero, ayun.
Sorry,
super thank you talaga. Oh my God. Super thank you. O, hindi ako nagbibiro. PM. Hey, Pao, tama na yan,
Pao. Napagod ka na ba, man?
Nakakaganyan mo. Pati kay JP.
Diba, walang kapaguran si Bakla. Post ng post mo, Anzo. Kahit hindi siya nagsasalita. Pag hindi siya nagsasalita, nagbabagalan sa camera.
Aura ng aura.
Yung bangs ko po kasi.
Oo nga, yun okay, wala na sa akin.
Bangs reveal.
Bangs reveal.
Oo. Bigyan mo naman saan bangs,
bangs
mo.
Reveal. Bangs reveal, follow.
Or ingrown reveal, charot.
Uy, walang ganun.
May ingrown siya.
Charot lang po.
Mag-group picture oy, naman tayo.
Super tayo. Kailan to Sir Tony ilalabas?
Ayoko pala.
Para mapaban po namin.
Okay, isasama ko pala.
Isa stop record ko na.
Isasama ko pala to. Pag isasama ko. Oh, stop recording mo na.
Well, there you have it for this two-part episode with The Sangre. Well, I hope you had fun as much as we actually did during that recording. And I just have no idea how to actually edit and end that because I have no idea. So I left it as it is because I just wanted you to see the authenticity of this group and actually what they're like on Twitter Space. Well, if you wanted to join us on Twitter Space, please do not forget to follow me on Twitter. That's at Tonee231. That's a T-O-N-E-E 231. So please follow me and join us in space. Well, please do not forget to share this podcast to your family and friends. And please do not forget to hit that follow button. Well, till next time, everybody. This is Tony reminding each and every one of you, we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Till next episode, everybody. Bye. God bless. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Bye.